think, you know, as a team, you know, it comes a lot, you know, this year. And it's a better team today.
Despite the result today, does it feel like you guys are building towards something here?
I think so. Got a lot to look forward to in the future. Got a ton of great leaders on this team. And like I said, I think we accomplished a lot as a team this year, you know, considering where we came from to actually get this opportunity. So, you know, we've definitely got a lot to look forward to.
What did you think about
vantage point? Was there some funny business going on with Fisher and JJ with Fisher? What did you see as far as extracurricular?
It got a little chippy out there. You know, it's just the atmosphere, you know, playoff ball, you know. I just kind of saw the replays just like everybody else. Didn't see anything, you know, once the play was going on. But got a little chippy out there. But, you know, that's just atmosphere, you know, playoff time. You know, everybody's trying to go a little, you know, do a little bit extra, go, you know, a little harder. So, you know, sometimes it gets like that.
I mean, turnovers hurt you, man. I was always taught the team that make the most turnovers going to lose the game. Turning the ball over, making mental mistakes like that. I mean, you just can't do that and expect to win a professional football game.
What was said at halftime to you guys, especially being only down 13?
I mean, he said we was only down 13. I mean, we've been here before. We still got a ball game. We go up and score a touchdown. We get the ball back. Then it's still a ball game. We try to go out there and do that, but like I said, you can't make turn the ball over and expect to win.
How much of a turning point was, one, not having JJ getting stuffed, and then, of course, Brian immediately threw the pick there at the goal line? I mean, how did that affect the team mentally?
I think it affected a lot, man. It gets the team down, man. But you mentally, you got to stay in it, and I think everybody was still fighting, fought to the end.
Obviously disappointing, but just your thoughts on how this one played out?
It's just a tough game. We didn't execute the game plan on defense, so definitely a learning experience. Especially for me personally, as far as just going through the that last game, and then really just the whole season.
Well, I guess the 2 points to that. What parts do you feel like you didn't execute, and then what are the things that you think you specifically learned from this?
I just felt like we could have played better, as players on defense, and getting guys, tackling, just the little details of football, just tackling, covering, all that stuff.
Kevin, was it like spiraling out of control? Is that what it was? Just one thing after another, and just couldn't stop the train, I guess.
I don't know. One thing led to another, and we just, like you said, I guess it was kind of like a snowball effect.
How excited were you as a unit when Bill made the call to go to the jumbo packages? Because I'm sure you thought that's the kind of play that can totally ignite a team, and it was the element of surprise and all that. I mean, it didn't occur to you it wasn't going to work, I'm assuming.
we weren't on that play a lot, and first time getting the chance to run it. And they kind of adjusted to it on the run and gave us a different look that we expected and kind of blew the play up. But
you expected the look, but once they made the adjustment.
Yeah, they made the adjustment, and then it just, one of the plays that didn't work. I mean, just like any other play,
Have you run that before in your career in that same role?
Never.
Then that play's going to get a lot of attention. Is it that big a deal?
No, it's not a big deal.
I think you said earlier there was still a lot of football play. I couldn't hear the question, but is that it? I mean, you didn't feel like it was a turning point?
No, we was talking about the kickoff return at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, that was real.
Yeah. That play, because it didn't work, you don't see that as had any kind of a residual effect at all?
No, not at all. I mean, the day just wasn't our day. I'm not a guy that's sitting here and make excuses. No, it just wasn't our day. We didn't make enough plays. We didn't execute the way we needed to execute, and that's what happened when that happens. Simple.
It's tough anytime, you fight to get where you are in the season. Of course, you never want to exit the playoffs on, your first game and things like that. But there's nothing you can do about it once it's over, but learn from it. It's definitely a good experience for some of the younger guys, But I think we have to take a look at it and just get better from it.
Did you feel a little bit encouraged that even despite all the turnovers, y'all were only down by 13 at half?
Of course, you have to always play the game for four quarters. And, at the end of the day, obviously we played really good in the first half, and in some plays, us as a defense, that we'd definitely like to get back in the second half to keep things tighter than what it really was. But I think overall, it was some good points in the game, but definitely wasn't good enough.
Offensively, offense obviously had its struggles. How tough is that on a defense when, you know, you guys are out there doing your thing and it's just taking a while to get the offense moving, or as the case was today, there are a couple turnovers?
That's football. You know, you never know the way the game's going to be played out. You know, you practice for everything to be perfect throughout the week, but you never know when you get into the game how it's going to be played out. And, you know, us as a defense, whatever the situation is and whatever happens throughout the game, it's our job to blow up and, you know, hold them to, you know, 3 points or no points at all, whatever the situation is.